We're on to the championship, and obviously the leagues have been almost completed, certainly Divisions 1 and Divisions 2 anyway. What do you think of that? Was that a good idea to have the leagues completed before the championship?
Personally, Tom, I think it's a very good idea. You know, we played, Martin's here with me, like, and we played Glenties in a league final one time, the week before Christmas. So, you know, them days should be long gone, but unfortunately they're still hanging about in some counties. So I think it's a great, Tom, a fair play to the county board. I'll be critical of them now and again on Twitter and that, but, you know, they put a big effort into it, and the clubs need credit too, because they stuck at it. They played without their county players. I listened to Mervyn O'Donnell on the radio, you know, with yourself there in Highland, and he said that, you know, they went at it and they won games with their county players, and they lost games when they had their county players. So, you know, it balances itself out over the year, Tom, and I think for club players, they need to be playing during the summer. The county players are getting plenty of football, but you can't have club players lying for 2 and 3 months with no game. So I think it's a good system, and, you know, it's a championship now, and if you're put out of the championship, that's your season over, and boys will get a good rest over the winter, and there'll be no games in November and December, and, you know, I think that's what club players want.
Some people are not happy about that, you know, that it leaves them open to go to other sports, and that can cause problems in at the start of the following season.
I don't know, Tom, you know, I don't agree with that. Listen, the club season used to go on for far too long, and big breaks during the summer, and then you're playing games in the winter time, and people don't want that, and you could be out of the championship in 3 or 4 league games, and it's hard to get boys rounded up. So no, I don't buy that argument, Tom. Listen, you're not going to keep everyone happy. There's people that aren't happy that the inter-county season now is condensed, and the All-Ireland finals aren't in the third week of September, and it's opening up publicity to other sports and all this. But I think that's nonsense, Tom. It's a red herring, and, you know, for the club players needed a break. You know, they needed to get something get something back from the GAA, and they've got it back now with this, you know, with the extended calendar this time of the year now for club football. I think that's a good thing overall.
Martin Doherty, what's your view on this thing of playing all the league games and then obviously going into your championship?
No, I think it's, as John said, it's definitely a success, and I think, you know, even the PRO, you know, they've all come out, and even the clubs are endorsing it, so I think nobody's complaining about it. I mean, when you look at the likes of Kelly Beggs, you know, finishing top of Division 3 with Owen Bann and Hugh McFadden, and so they played all, you know, a lot of games without them, and they still came out on top, you know, they're a credit. So, and you have the likes of McCool's obviously getting promoted with Marty O'Reilly and teams like that. So teams do have to kind of plough away as such. And I know it's difficult, you know, for teams that are reliant on one player. You know, they're forced to play games. Maybe games would be fancy to one with the player and without the player. You know, they're just getting, it's a 50-50 game. So can be difficult for teams, but I think it's a great opportunity for panel players, you know, to stake their places for come championship. And I think the important thing too is, coming into championship now, every team can kind of let the shackles off as such and go and play championship. They don't have to worry about if things go wrong in the championship and they're beat, they have to go and try and get a couple of points to, you know, to stay up on that. So I think every team can get into championship, you know, let off the shackles and see how they go.
Anyway, before we look ahead, there's four groups in the senior championship. Gweedore have just won the league. St. Junan's were in second place. Niamh Connell third. St. Michael's are up there as well. Kilcar obviously badly hit by the absentee of the county players and Patrick McBrearty, and that a number of players in America as well. So the top five or six there are pretty clear. Are they the main challengers for the championship?
Yeah, I suppose you probably have your usual contenders, you know. I mean, Kilcar, obviously, going into it, you know, they are strong favourites as such, and people are probably looking at it maybe a wee bit different with the absence of Pat McBrearty, you know, which is very obvious. But, you know, you're going to have the usual contenders thereabouts. Your St. Junan's, and you have Connell, Gweedore, of course. I mean, coming into the forum team, and a lot of people are tipping Gweedore, you know, not just to come out of the group, obviously, but to go all the way. So it is going to be interesting, but I mean, the likes of your Glenn Swilly with a fit Michael Murphy and a fit Neil Gallagher, you can't rule them out. St. Michael's are a team coming into it very quietly, probably, and very little word of them. But, you know, they've won, I think it's 8 games on the trot there. The last team to beat them was St. Union's in the league, and they're unbeaten since. So they're coming into the championship in a good place as well. So look, I think it probably, even though Kilcar class is the strong favourites, Gweedore's probably obviously next in the rect and in the betting side of it and in the form side of it. But after that, I think the couple of teams below them won't worry too much about that. They'll still go in and they'll not be far away, you know.
And John Harn, who do you see as the runners and the riders?
I will, you know, you probably have to agree with Martin there. At the start of the year, Tom, before anything happened, it was I had Kilcare's favourites and Glenty second, Gidore third, St Junan's fourth. That was at the start of the year. You know, there's no doubt about it that Patrick McBerty's injury has brought Kilcare back into the pack, I think, a good bit. You know, it's a big injury for Patrick and a big loss for Kilcare. So they were outstanding last year, Tom, you know, and I think the confidence they would have gained in Ulster would have put them, you know, maybe a step ahead again this year, and they would have been really, really hard to beat. But I think with the absence of Patrick, they've come back into the pack. Mm-hmm. Gidore, obviously, all this year have shown good form. You know, they've got a lot of injuries cleared up. They've got all them young players back now, and McNeilis is back. He was in America last year for them. Cassidy's playing the two McGee's, all that there. So, you know, I put Gidore two now, and then, you know, it's St. Junan's and Niamh Conlon are much of a muchness, I think. And, you know, I know St. Michael's, maybe Martin said, are coming with a, you know, but I can't see them challenging for a title. Bench, well, you can never rule them out. You know, they've got a handy enough group, and they could get a handy quarter final if they won that group. So, I'd be looking at Glen Swally possibly in a semi-final, and, you know, you can never rule them out when they get to that stage. So, you know, one of Gidore, St. Junan's and Niamh Conlon aren't going to be in the quarter-final. So, you know, there's a lot to play for, Tom, and there could be a few twists and turns before even the group stages are over.
Well, Martin, we'll begin with you. We have four groups. We have Group A, Burt, Ardrad, Linn Swilly and Bundoran, and then we have Group B, which is Niamh Conlon, Gidore, St. Junan's and Dunlow. Group C, you have Four Masters, Termon, Mallon and St. Michael's. And the final group is Killybegs, Milford, Sean McCool's and the champions Kilcare. And Martin, you were making an interesting point to me during the week that the groups is one thing, but the draw and the home game and the team with the two home games, you know, it could decide a few of the groups.
I think so, Tom. I think, you know, having home advantage for two games is something. I mean, going into any championship game, if you go back to the old style, the home and away, the first thing you're doing is targeting your home, you know, a home victory. And then you're saying to yourself, right, you're in bonus territory then, you're going to the away game. And if you won, you're through. If you lose, you still have another bite at it. But, like, it's different now, like, because, I mean, you have to win your home games, and that's the long and short of it. And you'll find that if you're defeated, you know, in the first day and you're at home, you're under huge pressure then, you know. So I think that, you know, you're two, any group that has two teams or two games at home, I think they do have a bit of an advantage in fairness, you know.
Looking at that group first, that Group A first, Bortra, Ardrad, Linn Swilly and Bundoran, and we see there that what Ardra played Linn Swilly this week and Bundoran play Bort.
Yeah, well, Ardra and Linn Swilly, like, is, you know, it's a huge game for Ardra. Like, and Ardra can always kind of, you know, they can always put up a big performance against Glen Swilly. I know last year Glen Swilly defeated them, but it was in Glen Swilly, defeated them maybe by 4 or 5 points, you know, maybe just at the end they pulled away, you know. But Ardra will fancy their chances at home. Now, of course, you know, the big thing is can they hold Michael Murphy and Big Neil around the middle. But Ardra are strong around the middle. Conor Classen and Brendan McNeilis, two big players, you know, and the physical side of it, they'll hold their own, you know. And on one side, Gareth Concair and Big CJ and Young Larkin O'Donnell's going well as well, you know. Either Al will fancy their chances. You know, probably Glen Swilly, you know, you can see them maybe coming through in the end, maybe by a point or two, but you know, I honestly think it'll be a real battle, and Ardra will fancy themselves.
And Ardra, one of those teams that have two games at home, they're home to Bundoran as well, I think.
They're home to Bundoran. Now, Bundoran are a form team, and you know, obviously coming into Championship, they ended up winning the League Division 2 probably without playing a game at the end, but I mean, they're home to Burt. I mean, they're going to fancy the chances home to Burt. They have to start with a victory anyway, Bundoran. And I think it will come down to be honest, that last game in Ardra, Ardra and Bundoran, I think it'll be a winner take all in Ardra. Mm-hmm. Expecting, of course, Glen Swilly to get the to take first place in the group. But I think after that, it's between those two teams, Tom. Yeah.
And John, looking at that group, and let's take the weekend fixtures, Ardra versus Glen Swilly, Bundoran playing Burt.
Yeah, you know, can't see past Glen Swilly, but Ardra will probably make it hard for them, surely. But, you know, Glen Swilly have good championship pedigree, and when it comes to this time of year, they get their act together, and they'll have everyone out there, they'll have everyone back, and they'll have the sideline hopping with men and bibs, and they'll be flat out. So I would, you know, expect Glen Swilly to win that there. Bundoran at home to Burt. I can only see Bundoran winning there. But Burt will always make it hard.
They had a great run last year.
And they'll have a system there, and you know, they'll make it hard for Bundoran. But Bundoran are a decent team, Tom. You know, they got promoted again, and you know, when they've all their players on the pitch, they're a big physical team. And Jamie Brennan inside, you know, they've got firepower. So, you know, Bundoran will take, I fancy Bundoran to take Burt at home.
And if we moved into Group B, suppose that's the one that's labelled the Group of Death. We always seem to have one of those every year. Niamh Connell, Gweedore, St Junans, and Dunlow.
Absolutely, Tom. You know, as I said earlier, you know, that's the three of the top four teams in the county, in my opinion, are there. You know, so it's all the players.
That's how they ended in the league.
Anyway. That's how they ended in the league, and that's what I would have rated them at the start of the year. But I think, you know, Gweedore probably have gone to the head of that small. That's that three-team table, you know. So, but listen, there's nothing between any of them teams, Tom. It's going to come down to kick of the ball. I expect it's a young St. Eunice team, in fairness. You know, there's a lot of the old heads, you know, including myself, have gone. Raffery won't be there. Colin Dunn probably won't start. So, you know, there's a bit of experience missing. But what you lack in experience, you're going to get in speed and youthful exuberance, hopefully. And, you know, I would expect our boys to, you know, go toe-to-toe with Gweedore. I expect it to be a good open game. I can't see Maxi going too defensive, and Gweedore will probably, you know, push up. So it should be a good game at Royal Park. I can't see much in it, Tom, to be honest. I think Gweedore are slight favourites. I think our boys will do well to nip them, but, you know, I'll be hoping and praying that St. Julian's winning. I think there won't be much in it.
And the other game in that group is Niamh Connell home to Dunlow. Dunlow having a very poor season, just won, what, two games, I think?
That's right, Tom. You know, and I can't see anything other than a Niamh Connell one there. It'll get them off to a good start. You know, they should have it, you know, easy. Well, not easy enough. Dunlow will come and they'll make it hard. And I know Dunlow at the end of the season had a better start. You know, they had a few good performances at the end of the season. Might have a wee bit of confidence, but Niamh Connell are going to be too strong for them, Tom. Niamh Connell have a very strong panel there. You know, they got to the county final last year, probably a wee bit disappointed with how they played in the final. So, you know, no doubt Martin Regan will have them fired up, and they'll be looking to go one better this year. And, you know, Niamh Connell,
it's a must-win game, I suppose, for Niamh Connell.
Well, absolutely, you know, because after that there, you know, they're away to Gweedore the following week, you know, so they have to win that there to give themselves any chance. As Martin said, you don't want to be beaten in your first game, because if you are, you're behind the eight ball straight away, and you're under big pressure.
And I know Gweedore have to go to Dunlow, and Dunlow and Gweedore, given the rivalry, a bit like Gweedore and St. Junans, you know, this game can take on a life of its own, but one would feel that Gweedore still...
Well, you know, that's it, Tom. No matter how much of a rivalry it is, I just think there's too much of a gap between Dunlow and Gweedore at the minute. And surely Dunlow will be fired up at home, and they'll want to put a spanner in the works of Gweedore. But Gweedore have a lot of quality, Tom. And, you know, but saying that, Tom, if St. Junior's can beat Gweedore this week, it'll throw them off the rails a bit, and it'll be a big challenge for them then to see how they can react. And, you know, can they keep it together, because all's not lost. But, you know, it'll be a big blow to them if they got beat this weekend. But I would fancy them, even if they got beat by St. Junior's, that they would have enough to beat Dunlow in the second game.
Martin, looking at Gweedore or St. Junans and Gweedore on Sunday evening, it's the big game of the weekend, really, isn't it?
Oh, it is, without a doubt. I don't know. My thinking on it is that I honestly think St. Junans, you know, will pip it. I think after last year, you know, getting beat by Gweedore last year, I think the intent, you know, will be there from St. Junans, and I think Maxi will have them right, and they're on their home pitch. And I think they know, I mean, a defeat on Sunday evening by Gweedore will just really put them under big pressure. It's going to have them coming up to Niamh Connell in the last game, provided, of course, that they beat Dunlow in between, under huge pressure. So I honestly think that St. Junans will be slightly just, you know, on the right side of it. Against Gweedore. Now, I was actually reminded during the week by a man from Gweedore that, you know, they defeated Eunice last year without Oran McNeillis. So I kind of did forget that. And Oran McNeillis is a foreign player in the county at the minute. I mean, he is playing superb, there's no doubt about that. But I just think the home advantage, I mean, I think Eunice, if they get all the matchups right, you know, I mean, they've got real strong players. You know, the county players are playing well for them. Even the likes of Conor Morrison, who wasn't starting for the county. I mean, he played centre-back against us in the league there quite recently, and he was very, very impressive, you know. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, overall, Eunice will slightly come out on top.
And we won't ask you to call Niamh Connell and Dunlow, because we know how you're going to go on that one anyway. But Niamh Connell have to go to Gweedore as well. So obviously, you know, there's pressure on them to get a result on tomorrow evening.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, you know, I've even, you know, from speaking to the boys down in Dunlow, like, I mean, because they were relegated early and that, I mean, if anything, it was a monkey off their back. You know, they went in and they played a couple of games at the end, got results. I mean, Dunlow have absolutely nothing to lose. And I know that they're going to come with everything gunning, you know, to get a result or two in this championship. And you know, Dunlow can always hold their own with Niamh Connell. Like last year in Dunlow, it took a very late Kieran Gallagher goal to snatch victory for Niamh Connell. And, you know, maybe overall in the group side of it, Niamh Connell, if you look at it last year, just about pipped Dunlow, beat Four Masters by a point at home, and then were beaten by Unions in the last group game, when it acquired the final against Kelly Beggs, didn't get going right. Hugh McFadden dominated. It took probably a late surge as well to get a victory. So before then, a big performance against Gweedore. So I mean, maybe they're just gonna, you, Dunlow might see it as a kind of a weakness that they might, you know, get them early, and you never know what'll happen. So Dunlow have nothing to lose. You know, I do fancy Niamh Connell obviously to win, but it'll be, it's not going to be as handy as people think.
Can Niamh Connell go to Gweedore and get a result?
You know, I don't know. I'm thinking St. Unions are going to defeat Gweedore on Sunday evening, and I can honestly think Gweedore will probably pip Niamh Connell at home, just from the pure pressure being on them of needing the victory, you know. And that's why I think the home fixtures are a huge factor, especially in this group.
Martin Doherty, looking at Group B, or Group C, Four Masters, Termin, Mallon and St. Michael's again.
I think even if Colm Anthony, you know, doesn't feature, you still expect St. Michael's atop the group, you know. And I think it is probably down between the other three teams. There's very, very little in it. Like Termin are, you know, probably in a wee bit of a crest of a wave after pulling out all the stops last week against McCool's. And that'll really boost things for them, you know, going into championship, you know, especially a big home tie. And we know what Termin can do at home. We've seen it against Gweedore, like, I think 2 years in a row that turned them over and put them out of the championship, you know. St. Michael's, you know, as you say, with no Colm Anthony, it was kind of tie up that game a wee bit, all right, you know, and maybe the home advantage will really help Termin. But I just think Michael's will be a wee bit too experienced for them on the evening to get things going. And of course, they have two games at home, then St. Michael's, so you'd expect them to top the group. For Masters, Mallon is a tough one to call, you know. For Masters came good in the last couple of games in the league, like, and, you know, that'll kind of help them as well getting into the championship. You know, suppose that they're depending on the likes of Carol Lacey being fit, and relying on Leo McHugh being back in full song. You know, for Mallon, it's probably difficult too. I mean, how do you lift yourself, you know, after being, you know, relegated to Division 3? But as you've said there already, you know, they're a championship team and they always perform in the championship. I mean, if they get the McLaughlins going right, you know, Brendan's is a match winner. I mean, they've beaten Masters twice already this year, you know, and I think maybe that they'll take that confidence up to Joe Connell and Park and Donegal Town. And I honestly think Mallon could pip them, you know, if they're coming with their full.
But there is the factor of the Inishowen League, and obviously a lot of them play for soccer teams in that
they do all right, and I know I see Cock Owls playing in Glengarry and that, but, you know, I still think come championship, they're all guns usually, you know, be firing, you know, and if they land with everybody with them, you know, I could see them pipping Four Masters, obviously. That's provided they've all pulled together and as I say, got everybody together after the relegation last week.
And looking at that group, you fancy St. Michael's. Who can you see at the end of the day coming through?
Well, I think if Mallon get the victory up in Donegal Town, you know, they have a home, you know, obviously their last game is away at St. Michael's, so they'll be hoping if they get the result, they're home to Termin. I mean, I think there'll be, you know, there'll be a good match, and I think they would actually beat Termin if they have everybody on song. So I would actually tip Mallon to come through, as long as, like I say, they've all pulled together, you know. I think they could pip second place.
And we move on to Group D, the champions, Kilcar in there, Sean McCool's, Milford and Kelly Beggs. And I suppose Milford have consolidated their position in Division 1. Kelly Beggs, as you said, have won Division 3, haven't found themselves down there. And Sean McCool's have gained promotion to Division 1 for the first time in something like 13 seasons. So it might be an interesting group.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they all, every one of these teams have a reason to be kind of confident, you know, going into the weekend. I mean, Milford are quite happy with their season. Danny's done a great job, finished sixth in the league, you know, after nearly going down last year. So, I mean, they have quality players all over the pitch. They play nice football. I mean, they play going forward as such, you know. Now, they're playing McCool's, who, you know, wee bit of a dampener last week, you know, failing to beat Terman, like, to win the league as such, you know. But they're still going to be quite happy with their season, you know. The other two teams, Killybegs, I mean, I know Killybegs will be quite confident playing Kilcare with no Paddy McBertie. And, you know, of course, there's word that Ryan mightn't be featuring.
Either. Ryan McHugh.
Ryan McHugh mightn't be featuring. So, I mean, I suppose they have to wait to see. But if Ryan wasn't featuring, you know, Killybegs will definitely fancy their chances. You know, they're kind of had a big season. I mean, the one Division 3 without playing a lot of games, you know, without Owen and Hugh McFadden. So, it's going to be an interesting weekend, I think. But like I say, all four teams will be quite confident, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of the group overall?
I think overall, you know, obviously you're going to fancy Kilcare to top the group. You know, I mean, that's fairly obvious, you know, looking to retain their title. I think there's the second place, you know, if Milford perform anything like they have been, I think having the two home games will be the big advantage for them. I mean, even their away game, I mean, against Kilcare, you know, of course, everybody will say Kilcare will won that handy enough. But, you know, Milford have held their own with Kilcare this year. They went up to Kilcare after three defeats at the start of the season and drew with Kilcare, which was a huge result and should have won the game, you know. And then they beat Kilcare at home. So, you know, they're not going to be fearful, you know, heading to Kilcare either. But one of their two games at home, I think, will be the main base for them to nip second place, Tom, you know.
And John Hearn, how do you see this group go?
It's hard to argue with Martin. You know, you expect Kilcare probably to win their three games, even without, you know, Paddy McBertie, and if Ryan McHugh's missing, he's going to be a loss. But they still have a lot of quality, Tom. They have a lot of young players coming through there, you know, and the experience of last year, and they're going to be hungry again. I think Milford are a good team, Tom. You know, we've seen them a couple of times last year, seen them this year. You know, as Martin says, Danny O'Donnell's doing a good job with them there. They're well organised, they know what they're doing. They're fit and they're well conditioned. And, you know, they're a good enough league, and it's a wee step up in Division 1. You know, they're playing all the top teams, and as Martin said there, they held their own against plenty. They got no big hidings. And with the two home games, you know, I think Milford fancy their chances of coming second, chatting to a few of their players. And, you know, we played them last week out there in the park. I know there wasn't much at stake, you know, but that's their feeling, is that they're gunning. They get, you know, to qualify out of the group, be it first or second. But I suppose it's going to be hard to knock Kilcare off top spot. But I think Milford will fancy their chances for second. But as Martin says, like, every team is going into it with good form. McCool's got promoted. Killybegs got promoted, although it was Division 3. But, you know, they have Hugh McFadden and Owen Bann back, you know, two very good players. And, you know, Killybegs always have good footballers. And, you know, McCool's, they'll have a chance and they could make it. So it's a very interesting group, Tom. You know, I know they're from Division 1, 2 and 3, but, you know, they're still well matched. But for me, it's probably Kilcare. I would say Milford to come second.